Episode 452, November 11th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and that's it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
Yes, brought to you by the Moore Broadcasting System. Network. I always say system.
Either one works.
When I do on a character, I try to always botch it. So now I botch it for real. Mm-hmm. Max. And anyway, hey, congrats to the boys. 10-year anniversary of their show. They're going to be out in Vegas this week. Living it up. We will miss you guys, but I'm sure you'll drink plenty enough for both of us.
Yes, 1 year ago, we were there.
We were. That was stressful because you had to leave at like midnight yes. to get back to do the Ravens game.
I had to get back for them to play the Steelers.
Yeah, it was
a
big game.
I'm almost positive they lost because...
That was pre-Lamar, right?
It was yeah, still I think Flacco. That was the last game yeah. that he played. Hey, you know what? You annoyed me this week. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh,
yesterday.
Boy. Okay.
Katie made a comment, just having fun at your expense in the group chat about the Sam Darnold-Lamar thing, which we don't need to get into that.
Yes.
And then you started attacking me. I'm not even involved in
I'm assuming you represented my case to her incorrectly.
Well,
with
no.
With the one-sided.
No, I yes. literally said exactly what it was, and I'm not going to get into it, but
right.
exactly what it was. And then you said that I'm ignorant about... I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you coming at me for?
I gave you three options, and that was the one I didn't think.
Give me my options again.
I said that you...
trolling you, which is clearly the case. I am trolling
yes.
you.
Yes.
Or she's trolling you.
I said that you're just... And enamored with Lamar, which is understandable.
Which I am, so is the country. He was the lead
right.
story on SportsCenter.
Yes.
He was the lead story on
so
Randall
Horn. So therefore,
okay.
maybe you're not looking this as...
Right.
And then I think there's actually four. You haven't, which is, I think, the truth. You haven't really actually thought about what I've said, because you've never refuted a single thing that I've said. And then four, you have thought about it, and you just
well, no, no,
don't
I,
get it.
No, it's not a matter of not getting it. By the way, someone is, just so we'll know, the idea is that more GMs would want Sam Darnold as their quarterback than Lamar Jackson. That's the argument, right?
Yes, that's...
So what I'm saying is that someone is right.
That I said a month, yes.
Someone is correct, meaning if you ask the GMs, they would have an answer, and then more would want Sam Darnold or more would want
yes.
Lamar. And I felt like it was pretty clear that Lamar Jackson... would be vastly preferred over Sam Darnold. That's how I felt. I might
right.
be wrong about that,
right?
But that's how I felt. I've never even really said anything other than that was really it.
Right.
And then when she said that, you started coming at me in all kinds of different directions.
Well, I might have aggressively come at you too strong.
By the way, I am a fanboy. That's
yes.
true. But a lot of people are. Look what he just did last week. I was
hey,
a fanboy
I'm
before.
I'm the guy that had yes. him in my fantasy. I started him week one over Carson Wentz against the Redskins.
Yes.
So I'm not like I'm the anti.
Yeah,
so. I just give the Ravens more credit what they've done organizationally to make this happen, and I think most of these other organizations are led by coaches who have an offensive philosophy that doesn't bode with what Lamar Jackson
you
does.
You are right. Matter of fact,
and
all of them
are generally
that.
When you
married to their own
married,
system,
and in a lot of cases, and I'll even point to you in your own personal life or professional life,
right?
When you were up for a job at a certain place,
right.
And you clearly were crushing what you were doing,
right?
And instead of making the a more imaginative hire by going with the guy without the broadcasting background, without the guy that's with the guy's going to put a funny slant on sports. They went for the classic.
I gotcha.
What we know.
Yes.
And I just think you're talking about, look, Bill Callahan's the coach of the Redskins now. He believes in running the ball. They've run it at like 60% of the time.
And they lose every game.
They haven't scored a touchdown in three games, and he thinks he's right.
Yes.
So because you get ingrained in that. So
I hear what
you're
saying.
I'm not saying they're right to think that.
Right. But
I'm just saying human nature to me dictates,
agreed,
rather than completely change their philosophy as a team, they can go with the guy that's
and
the
I
classic
would normally
textbook
say
case.
Yes. If they hadn't already seen him play 16 games. So mm-hmm. Now you know what he's capable of. You also know how to make an offense work around him. Which
do they? Because I don't think they do. I think they know that the Ravens do.
See what they're doing.
No, I'm giving more credit that the Ravens know how to teach this. They know how to draft for this. They know the players because the offensive coordinator they have is a fucking – he's the unicorn.
So
he's
Robbie's
going to
get pissed. But you think that their egos are such that they won't change their philosophy, but their egos are low enough that they're going to admit they can't figure out how to do what somebody else is doing? I don't think that.
No, I think they don't – Their neck is on the line. Do I have coaches that can coach this system? Because I know that they do in Baltimore, but is that going to be my coach, Greg Roman? I'm going to hire him. What if he doesn't? I think there's 1,000 coaches that are under the Shanahan tree, under the Holmgren tree, under the Bill Belichick that I know have a certain way of doing it that I've got to this point in my GM career of believing these philosophies. Do I switch totally? Who do I hire? It's a lot more.
And what you're saying, I understand, because I also said, sorry, Robbie, at the beginning of the season that they're going to be playing a brand of football that nobody else is playing. So that means that every defense is geared to stop everybody other than Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
I got it. So you can play for 14 games versus one or two. All that stuff I get. I get that. What I'm saying is that now that people see what he can do and what he's capable of, I find it very hard to believe that there's many GMs that would say, I'm more in love with the idea of how I roster a team and how I would coach, and as a result, I'm going to take this unsuccessful pocket passer that has potential over this guy that's just setting the league on fire. It's hard for me to wrap my head around that.
But do I have – okay, let's just take a team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for example. They have a bad quarterback, Jameis Winston. By the way, the league loves quarterbacks that sit back and throw the ball so much, they drafted a rapist number one overall. Okay? So
clearly a rapist, right, too. There's no, if you saw the documentary, yes, it's 100%. He
allegedly. Okay. They have a 65-year-old coach, Bruce Arians. He's doing it a certain way. So are we going to fire him? Mike Evans is our best player. He's a wide receiver. You're not going to give a wide receiver that much money. Lamar Jackson, you're going to have a running-based offense. So I don't... Do I have three tight ends that block well? No, I have a pass-catching tight end. I have to totally retool my
everything you're saying,
offense.
I understand. But
so I'm saying they're going to be hesitant to do that as the GM.
I would believe that if somebody said to them, hey, right now, I'll trade you Lamar Jackson straight up for Jameis Winston right now, given your personnel, you're going to find very few GMs in the league that aren't going to say, yeah, I'll do that. Plus, he's 22.
No,
Something else to consider.
I just think they realize if I get Lamar Jackson, that means I trade Mike Evans. I don't re-sign the other wide receivers.
Well,
do
you? I mean, they have Hollywood Brown, who's having success.
Yeah,
right?
But Hollywood Brown is just a speed guy. I mean, it's just Jackson has gotten really accurate at throwing the seven routes that they run. It's not a complicated thing. It doesn't have to be because he can run the ball.
He's throwing, yeah, whatever. We're going to get too nerdy. But I don't agree with the seven routes, although you're right. The tight ends do the majority.
I'm not saying that as a knock. I mean,
I got you. No, just, Joe Gibbs used to run the same.
Right.
Yeah, four.
But he's not
going to
be as advanced as a passer, having just because how could you? You can't be
all
great,
right,
at everything.
All right. Gotcha.
God, sorry, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie.
Are they yelling us in chat? Happy Veterans Day.
Hey, by the way, I do have to tell. There's something that was said in our Patreon episode. I have to allude to it. I can't say exactly what it was, but the way that we were going to approach me basically turning down the murder mystery for 98 Rock, I did.
Yes.
And now we're doing it.
The charity murder mystery for
Robbie, if you go back and listen to exactly what I was going to do, I don't want to reveal too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically I was going to say, well, it's really not our fault, it's your fault. So we can't do these days. I'm giving away too much from a Patreon episode. But anyway, I said that, and then the program director said, oh, then don't worry, we'll just cancel that. And as a result, the day that I said we could, we can. So now, Robbie, we're doing it on Friday, the week before the plunge. That's correct. We're
January 17th.
I know your deal, Robbie, so we have to talk off air, but I know that you can't make it, but Rob and I discussed downstairs before the show that we might be able to pay you to do that. So something to consider, just something to think about. But I guess what I'm saying on the air is that we, I don't know if they've announced it on 98 Rock yet.
Maybe they probably haven't. They probably got other stuff they're pushing before
that. Well, I'll just say we're going to be doing the murder mystery for the Polar Bear Plunge comedy show this year in January.
Can we say the venue?
No, let's not. Let's leave something for them, right?
Okay.
Right.
It's in Idaho.
That's right.
Mac Berkson says we're on Facebook, said we haven't done enough Graham stories recently, and that's true. Tawanda posted on Instagram, I'm an Air Force veteran lazing around the house on Veterans Day. Felt like documenting my laziness with a selfie. Apple pie, ice cream, and pizza were meals of choice today. And Graham says, I didn't know that. I'm a Marine veteran. See how much we have in common? He and Tawanda, they're practically the same person.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually the least sexually overt thing that Gramps has ever said to. So Robbie will be able to tell you, Gramps is having a tough time. He's having to spend some time alone. My stepmother has been not feeling too well, and she's been having some things done, so she hasn't been home. So he's been home by himself. And he relies a lot on technology. And Robbie, would you say that his delta between how much he's relying on technology and then his knowledge of making technology work, it's probably the biggest delta in the world.
It's vast, and it's vast. Mind-boggling.
Like, for example, just an example, I know I've said this before. If my father wants to watch something on the internet, he has to take the link. Robbie has to put the link on his desktop.
Yes.
So
he can do that himself, actually.
Oh.
What does he do? Because he doesn't know how to do it. Like, he can't put a link in a browser. He doesn't know how to do that.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I asked him how he does it, and he couldn't explain it to me.
Of course not. Didn't you? But you had some crisis where you had to help him out.
Well, he needed to get on the internet, and I was always, he said, I can't get on the internet. It's very important to him.
It was not just that he couldn't get on the internet, but he had no access to his network printer either.
Right. Well, hold on, Robbie. We didn't know that until after the fact, because the first thing he's just saying, I need to get on the internet. And I was thinking, did Walker Hayes post something he can't get to? Like, what's going on?
What's the urgency?
Yeah, what's the urgency, right? So I actually physically drove. Now, by the way, I wake up in the morning at 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I work a full work day. That day, I went to 98 Rock. I'm on Kirk and Marianne from 3 to 7, whatever.
Yeah.
Then I get in my car, and I'm driving. By the way, at this point, it's already a 13-hour day when I'm on my way to my father's.
It's a long day.
So now I drive there. It takes probably 45 minutes from the city, maybe 30. Then I'm there, and then I got to try to get my father on the internet. Okay? And so Robbie's involved, too. We're calling him. We can't do it. I can't physically get it done. So
this is a high-stressful situation.
Oh, my God. It's so stressful. So here's what I didn't realize, which is a little frustrating. My father's old computer, he got a new computer. The old computer was just sitting there. He just turned it on. It was working. You see what I'm saying? It's like you can't temporarily turn the old one on yourself. And
he needs to see Walker Hayes in the highest definition.
Yeah, yes. So, and Robbie was the one that, and it almost made me like, are you serious? Because Robbie's like, Dad, just turn on your old computer. I was like, old computer? Fuck yeah, of course turn on your old computer. Yes.
But the old computer, I mean, the printing was actually turned out to be the bigger issue, because he couldn't access the network printer without being on the internet.
Yeah, but we didn't even know that was an issue until you.
Right.
Yeah. And Robbie had to physically. Right, I guess Robbie could tell that.
Is he printing Walker Hayes photos?
He has the photo of Walker Hayes.
But the problem was, even though he could get on the internet with the old computer, the network printer was new, so the driver for that printer wasn't on the old computer.
God, can you imagine my dad trying to download a printer driver?
That's hard for anyone. Well,
yeah,
anyone
for a normal
do,
person. Yeah, for a normal person. He never would have navigated that. So, if I'm not mistaken, Robbie, who's been complaining a lot about how busy he is, so he is busy. You drove to Dad's, is that correct, Robbie?
Okay, so I told him, I said, it's not an easy thing for me to troubleshoot and get your printer going remotely. I have to be there to do it. And I don't even know, I'm not really experienced with network printers, but I could certainly try, but it's something I have to physically be there for. Had that, I called him, busy as I was, I called him from work and explained it to him. Sunday morning, he texts me, he goes, I still can't print, blah, blah. So I got in my car and I just drove over there.
Hey, you know what? You own a little bit of this. Do you know why, Robbie?
Explain.
Because
I got him that new computer that failed.
Well, that's one thing. But also, because you refuse to use Apple products,
uh-huh.
You can't FaceTime. And if you could FaceTime, you could just fix this.
I don't know that that's possible that you're right, but I don't know that that's true. It was not a simple thing, and it wasn't a common thing. So
you think
trying
to describe to Dad what to do?
I don't think I would have been able to do it over FaceTime.
So my dad, of course, in chat, he's like, it's amazing how a guy as dumb as me ends up with two sons. We're not calling him dumb. My father's not dumb.
No, of course not.
He's older, so he doesn't understand. By the way, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I used to play Atari. It was a stick with one button.
Yeah.
And I was fucking amazing at
it. And you loved it.
I was one of the best. I played Pitfall. I played all the games.
Dominated.
I was so good at it.
You were the Lamar Jackson of Pitfall.
I used to play Robbie in that boxing game where you were just two guys with your hands. I used to beat the fuck out of him, right? I was so good at it. Then they went to Nintendo and they added an extra button and they added a little north, south, east, west. And I wasn't as good.
A little bit worse.
But I started getting... Okay, you know, I was playing Blades of Steel. All of a sudden, I'm not so bad at it. At this point, I can't play anything because the controller's got... There's things on the back.
Oh, there used to be two options. Now there's 12.
So it's passed me by.
Yes. But it doesn't mean you're dumb.
Right. It doesn't mean I'm dumb. Right. My kids would destroy me in any game that we play, but it doesn't mean I'm dumb. It's just that's not... Hey, I'm smarter than my kids right now. They might pass me, but right now...
Just because they can out-Instagram.
Yes, yes. And it's funny because Instagram, because I got to it late, I can't fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
Katie's posting stories all the time. I can't do it.
There's all these filters and special little things.
Katie will send me a picture. I'm like, oh, I can't figure out how to add it to anything. Right. So as a result, but I don't think I'm dumb.
No, it's just... Look, it's also you don't trust... There's things with the phone that I know... I'm afraid if I do it wrong, it's just out there and I look like an idiot, so I just don't try. Does that make sense?
You know what I never do? Never. I never download the new version of the software of my operating system. Never.
You're like Tawanda. Yeah.
I won't do it because every time I do it, I've never had it where something good happened after that.
Yes, I'm the same way.
And you're trying to figure out the new way to do things. Is this, speaking of technology, is this bad parenting? I'm on Southwest flying home from Utah. We'll get to all that later, but... I'm at the window seat. There's like a group that has like, there's two kids next to me, like 9-year-old girls or something. And Southwest, if you don't know, they have an app, but you can watch TV, live TV, and movies, a few for free while on the plane. You can buy Wi-Fi too, but you can literally, like I'm watching Alabama LSU on my freaking phone on the plane. There's like 20 channels, Discovery, HGTV.
Right. Nothing you want to see except for the
game. No, ESPN. Yeah, right. But they have free movies. Like real, like Toy Story 4, like actual, like new movies.
That were in the theater recently.
Exactly. And this girl next to me keeps asking me how long till we get there. Because if you go on the app, it'll tell you. And I go, you know, you can just watch. Like they have smartphones. Like you can watch stuff. And then they couldn't do it because they didn't download the app. Well, shouldn't your parent be saying, like, I know I have to, it's 4-hour flight, I have these kids with smartphones, why aren't they giving them the app to set this up?
Yes, of course.
Right? How am I keep telling them how to do something? And they should be dominating. They should know the app before I do.
But the real story is that you basically told those kids, hey, get it yourself. You were annoyed that they can't.
Right. I was like, I look at your phone. It's the same quality of a smartphone. Everything I'm doing, it costs nothing. You could do the same thing.
So the kid's like, hey, how long till the flight? And he's like, can't you download this yourself?
Well, I said an hour and whatever it was at the time, 40 minutes.
And then you were delicate.
Right. And then,
like, you know, you can just.
Yeah.
And you can watch this little character of the plane going across the
because
world.
Because for me to look at that, I have to X out of the game to just look at the thing. I'm like, I'm trying to watch the game here. So, but they, I think, you know what? That made me think that they're just dumb. Their family's dumb, and they're going to be dumb. Because that seems like something that you should, if you have a smartphone, you're on Southwest, figure out how you can watch shit on the air. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back. our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon. Yes. And I will say this. What is it? $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things. Like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes.
You
right?
get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that happened. And how,
yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So we talked about it on this show, and we talked about it a lot as well on the bonus show. Did the Dry Bar comedy taping
Friday
night.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear the results of that.
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was Utah's beautiful. It's just there's just mountains right
to
there.
Do.
Just, you know what? I went to a bar after the show, and there's a cover charge to see some guy on guitar and a guy on drums.
And there's no alcohol?
No, there's alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't order double though because I tried. Because it's Utah, no doubles. All right. But
you do order two singles?
Yeah. So but it's a $7 cover, and I'm like, why wouldn't there be a cover? What are you not? This is your only option. So the guy, it's a horrible band. He's doing covers, but there's not even covers that I know. And then he does this. This is how bad this is. He goes, all right, first mistake, original. Ugh.
Oh God.
Then he has a backstory about it. Yeah, I wrote this when I was in high school.
You're like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but now it's a high school thing he wrote.
Get it over with.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Awesome, yeah.
And then he goes, it's my friend who's in love with this girl, and then he got locked out of the house, and he had to sneak in through the dog door. And I thought that was funny. No one's laughing.
Yeah.
And then he's singing
Did he sing that in the song?
No. He just sang about the love that his buddy had for this girl. It's not even a personal song about him. And then he goes, here's another original. I'm like, I paid $7. Like, you realize, like, you could just go and see an actual good band in a lot of places for free with no cover.
Was it crowded?
Yes, it was crowded. I learned about that bar because I was just Googling bars in Provo. And apparently when Wisconsin, the football team, when they played BYU, because it's BYU's Provo, that they, like, just... It was the biggest selling day in the history of that bar. All the Wisconsin fans just showed up.
Oh, and you know, in Wisconsin,
they're drinkers.
Yeah, there was more liquor stores per capita than any other state in the union in Wisconsin. Jim Amato asked a really good question.
Yes.
Did anybody while you were there try to convert you to Mormonism?
No, nobody. It never came up. There was no talks of Mormonism. So, I guess
they just assumed you were a Mormon with your clean act.
I guess. Well, my act it was clean. You do two. Well, you get there like noon, and then they shoot some stuff, you know, of you like walking on the stage and doing wacky stuff for the. You know, intro to the special, which I felt uncomfortable doing.
Yeah, I saw that video of you.
Yeah.
I guess another girl that was doing the show with you was
she
videoing.
She works there.
Yeah, and
she's not a comic. She works.
Doing those motions or whatever.
Yeah, they just do wacky stuff.
Yeah, were you like, don't post that.
Oh, I know. No. Well, if they do post it, it's like 3 seconds. But still, they'll find the worst 3 seconds, I swear, with my luck.
Are you worried? Because I know, and I don't want to give anything away, but you had two different sets. Are you worried that they're going to not edit it correctly? That was always my concern when Robbie will tell you the same thing. I wasn't as concerned as Robbie was, but that when I would do those things for the closing time show that Mickey had, that they would edit it and they wouldn't edit it appropriately.
That isn't a worry that I generally have, but I did, like, you give notes on how you think it went for each set, and I talked to one of the main guys because they're, you know, after every set, like, how'd you think that go? And, you know, we thought it was really good. What did you think?
Are you like, please exclusively use this?
And I,
set?
The second set, I was like, yeah, that felt like perfect. Like, yeah, that was really good. So I feel like they know.
Will they be able to just use one set start to finish? Is there different camera angles that they try to use?
They have like four or five camera angles.
Badass.
So they can, oh no, it's super high end production value. So the first set, it's funny because I have probably my two best jokes that are clean. They're also the jokes in this set that I tell the most. I botched. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I mistold
the first set.
Yeah. I mistold the one, and then I literally forgot the next one. I didn't even realize it until later. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? So that was a set where it was good and people were complimentary, but I felt off. It's like the receiver catches it, but he bobbles it. You know what I mean? So it's crisp.
Yeah.
He still caught it, but it wasn't like couldn't run upfield afterwards. So that's what I felt like.
Something Sam Darnold would do.
Exactly. Yes. So, and then the second set, the first guy didn't do as well in the second. So I was going up. I was going second each time thinking maybe this actually isn't as good of a crowd. And then I went up there and I just ad-libbed this line. I said, Utah, if you can make it here, you can make it here. And they just fucking love that.
Right.
And then I was just off and running. Like, I mean, it was
crushed. They were waiting
every
to laugh.
Set, I mean, every bit was better than the first show. Now, there's a couple that I did in the first show I didn't do in the second that were good that they can splice that in, and some crowd work stuff that they can splice in. But I'm telling you, it was like it kept getting, and I added a couple things late. I added this joke about Family Feud.
Just because everything was like working or whatever.
Well, the day before, I said, I probably could do the Family Feud joke if I change this one part, and if I do the Bobby Flay joke, I could change this one part. And they were actually changes for the better. Like,
you mean you'll do it that way from now on?
The Bobby Flay joke, I will. Because I used to say, when the chef loses, he kills himself right there on TV.
Right.
And that's a little harsh.
Right.
And then instead I just said,
they take that shit seriously.
Right. I said he just started crying. But the big change is I would say that the guy would go home and he's making love to his wife. Bobby Flay would show up. He starts banging his wife. And I said, the guy goes in the living room. He's giving his wife a massage. She goes, best massage ever. She turns around. It's Bobby Flay.
Okay.
Which is actually just a funnier visual.
Right.
And so that does the best it's ever done. Then the Family Feud joke, which my concern isn't about being dirty. It's when I do that in front of an all-white audience, they get uptight.
They don't know that they're allowed to laugh at it because there's no black people in there laughing.
Exactly. Right. So I told it in a different way, and I just accidentally it worked. I normally say it's always white versus black, which they agree that's a laugh or just an acknowledgement. And then I say I think the questions are set up for the black family to win, which I don't say that part. I just say what happened, and which is basically the question is, what's a fruit you generally only buy one of? The answer is watermelon. And I ask, and I introduce the stereotype part later after they've already thought that in their head.
Right, right.
So then when I say that, they're like, oh, yeah, we were thinking that. Then they laugh, right? So it's not better in a mixed audience to do it that way. But if it's an all-white audience, it probably is. And then, yeah, like I never felt better leaving the stage in my life of any size.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Many people were there?
250.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Chairs in rows, no tables.
Yeah, but 250 is a lot. Yeah. I thought it was going to be. Remember when you did the thing for Kevin Hart? That's a tiny room where there are 50 people in there. So even if you had a great set, it can only be so, loud, right? Yeah. But if you're getting applause breaks with 250, that shit matters.
Yeah, and I felt like I was myself. Like my jokes were cleaner, but
you didn't
it was
feel
still
like
me.
Brigham Young.
I didn't. I felt like
Joe
I
Smith,
was
Joseph
I,
Smith.
I felt like I was true to who I am with my attitude and stuff.
Other than it was completely clean and sex was never brought up.
Well, I did mention sex. Like I mentioned, like
that it exists.
Well, the joke that we've talked about where I talk about can you dance like you are? They say how you are in bed.
Right.
I don't say sex. I say in the bedroom. And then I go, it's not true because I can dance for longer than 3 minutes. When I'm done dancing, I can dance in like a minute again. And so all that killed, and that's a sexual joke. So. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. So
good, man.
At the minimum, I'm going to get a great tape out of it.
Will I have to pay to watch it?
They'll show stuff on Facebook. They'll show.
I'm not on Facebook.
But you can rent it for $1. And then my tip pitch at the end, one take, nailed it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they were like, all right, you want to do it again? I'm like, that's fine.
All right, so.
So I'm fucking super happy. When it comes out, I'll let everybody know, obviously.
Congrats.
Thank you. Oh, and by the way, real quick, when the Nats won last week, because I had mentioned that Justin gave me that Johnny Walker Blue for Christmas, I did open it, and I did drink from it, and I drank from the glasses, one of the glasses that you and Katie got me for as the best man.
So, oh, hell yeah,
so
man.
So thank you.
It was a big celebratory.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go in a little bit different direction. Sometimes we talk about our Twitter on here. I actually had my second most successful tweet ever.
Okay.
Okay?
Congrats.
Thanks.
Big week for both of us.
Here's what it was. It was 6 days ago. It was after the Ravens beat the Patriots.
Yes, biggest one of the season for any team.
And I said, I don't think what I said is anything that's groundbreaking. I said, we're not allowed to get excited when the Ravens beat the Dolphins, and we're not allowed to get excited when they beat the Patriots. Thanks, Twitter. We got it now. And that's because, right. Of course, when they beat the Dolphins, everybody said, big deal, it's the Dolphins. And when we beat the Patriots, like, oh, that's your Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what, right. They find a way to shit on you.
Yes.
And I do that. Well, it gets a lot of traction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I'm keeping an eye on it when something is successful. And then I look, and it gets liked by Hollywood Brown. Now,
that's pretty cool.
Now, Robbie, you probably don't know who Hollywood Brown is. But Hollywood Brown was the number one draft pick of the Ravens. He was the fastest player at the combine. Nobody was faster than
him.
Went
to Oklahoma.
And he was injured. He had a loose wide receiver.
He's
a wide receiver. He's fast as hell. And his first game, he had two long touchdowns.
Yes.
I mean, he's really exploded onto the scene.
It's like a Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So I look down, and he's liked my tweet. So, of course, I'm extremely excited about that. Katie's like, be cool. You know, don't.
And this is on the heels of you doing the show with Hayden Hurst, the tight end, who followed you.
Yeah, followed me and liked a few of my. Yeah, yeah. Yes. So I'm like, well, this is cool. Maybe they're actually treating me like I'm a real broadcaster for this team, right? I get some respect, right? So I'm extremely excited.
I
send it to the Die Laughing group. I send it to the friend group. You're in both those. I send it to my family. I send it to people like, well, check this out, right? So anyway, it's got a lot of likes. So I'm like, well, let me look through. Maybe some other people have liked this.
Yeah.
I scroll through and I see the Hollywood Brown. This is, by the way, this is after I've already, hey, check this out. I've told everybody.
Bragged.
Yeah, not Hollywood Brown. It's not Hollywood Brown. It's a guy. And by the way, I should have known there's no check mark, right? It's just some guy who took the same picture and used the name.
Yes.
By the way, I know that that Hollywood Brown's Twitter handle is at Primetime Jet. This guy is Marvin Franklin or whatever the hell his name is.
And Marquise is his real name.
His name is Marquise, Brown. Right? Yeah. Different name, different guy. So then I read how they have a little bio.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Ravens fan from South Carolina, wheelchair athlete. This guy who liked my tweet. Not only is he not Hollywood Brown, he can't even fucking walk. He's not just the fastest.
Yes.
Not the fastest guy.
He has no legs.
He has no. Well, I don't know if he has legs or not, but. Anyway, and let me tell you why I realized that, because I clicked on. Oh no, I'm sorry. I apologize. After that,
by the way, real quick, when you texted this to everybody, Katie said, "I somehow find you. I love you more."
Yes,
like she was the most impressed.
She was so happy that this had happened, right? And then after, I only told one person at first. It was you.
Yes,
and like, you're not going to fucking believe this. This is just some poor disabled guy, right? Well, then you're like, you had a great idea. You go start talking to him. Like in the DMs.
Yeah.
Because this guy will have a conversation with me.
Of course.
Regular
he's got 12 followers.
Yes, yes, yes. And I was just going to have a back and forth, and I was going to screenshot that. And it's, oh, my God. We're like, hey, let's get together sometime. You know, whatever I could say, right? But it ends up like he had himself. His settings were such that I couldn't send him a
private
direct
messages.
Yeah, I couldn't send him a message. So I was pretty bummed out about that. But, yeah, I should never have really. That's what you get for bragging.
Robbie. Do you think
to believe that guy has no legs. That's funny.
Thank you.
Well, either way, he's not Hollywood Brown, that's for sure.
Think we can get him on the show, Robbie? What do you think? Is that worth it?
Sure.
Yeah, what will we talk to him about?
I don't know.
Why are you misrepresenting
him
yourself?
About his legs?
Who do you think would win in a race you and Hollywood Brown?
What if he's better at wheelchair basketball than Hollywood Brown is at NFL football? Is that possible?
I don't know.
He's pouring in like 50 a game.
I think he probably would say wheelchair athlete champion, not just athlete, right?
Well, let me ask you a question. If LeBron James somehow lost the use of his legs, do you think he'd be the best wheelchair basketball player?
Yes. Wouldn't he be pissed if you were the best and you were like bragging at all these trophies?
Of a sudden,
LeBron James coming to dominate.
Yeah, he's lost. Yeah, that would be bad.
That's a great story, Joe. Did you tell it on the 98 Rock this morning?
I did. I didn't tell it this morning. I told it on Kirk and Marianne last Thursday, but I was so stressed out about running over to my father's and fixing his internet. It wasn't quite as funny as it could have been, but yeah.
All right, so
I am excited there's no murder mysteries this month. Have I said that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, October was busy. And it's good because we have to, you know, write some, tweak some things for Christmas. And that's a very prop intensive show.
It's the most props. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the bin is stressful.
Yes.
The bin that it comes in.
We have to make some new audience. So we have stuff to do. And then we have a brand new show, again, New Year's Eve Magoobie. So this is actually a good month to have off.
Matt Colby asked in chat, it says, you guys doing that Christmas corporate gig this year. Oh, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about
yes.
That. Yes. No, we haven't been asked back. Was that last year?
I think it was 2 years ago. I think our buddy, Vegas, is no longer friends with that guy. I think that was our contact.
Yeah.
Because they had a falling out, I think.
Yeah, I think you're
Thank
right about
God.
That. That was 2 years ago that we...
I think it was.
Oh, good. No, we're not doing that. And I'm excited that we're not.
Yeah.
We bombed hard at the last time we did that.
Oh, it was not fun. God, that was... Remember, like, we did that game, that trivia thing?
Well, remember...
And then I thought that was it, and he looked at me like, okay, you're going to start your show now, right? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, what happened... Yeah. And I tell you, we can tell the story if it was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So... I remember when we did it the first time, the room was much smaller.
We were
remember
at the Ruth Chris or
Morton's. Yeah, we were at Morton's. We got a free steak, which I loved, and the room was small, so it was intimate, and we all had a good time.
You could control things.
But it just wasn't really my thing, right? And then the guy who asked me to begged me to do it again.
Yeah.
He's like, please do it, please do it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Finally, I said, all right, I'll do it, but I'm not doing stand-up. What I will do is I will do like a trivia contest when we'll bring people up and we'll ask Christmas trivia.
Yes.
And we did that, and that didn't work either.
No, it never got any momentum. They weren't getting the questions right.
Nobody
cared.
They didn't
seem to have any interest in the holiday. That was also on the heels of him walking around the room, the guy running the thing, and introducing everybody.
Every single
person.
Giving
like a bio. And then he mentioned the one guy made a joke about like 9/11 or something.
Yes.
Like shitting on the Yankees on the day of 9/11. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah. And yeah. And so then we had to go. We did trivia. And by the way, there was no prize, right? Weren't we just asking?
I don't know. Did we give them something? I forget.
It was an immense failure. And then after that, they said, aren't you going to do your stand-up? And I go, I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah, we thought that that was going to be it.
I'm not doing
it.
I will, whatever it takes, I'm not doing it. The biggest mistake I made is we rode together.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're like, no, I'm a pro. I'll do it. And you fucking went up there. And I got to give you credit that you stuck that shit out.
I worked hard.
It was, yeah, it was, I can't imagine comedy being any harder than that.
No,
I would have just walked
it
off,
was not,
which I've done
it was
before.
Unpleasant.
Yes, I've definitely walked off in circumstances like that.
But what do I walk off to? Just right in the crowd and I'm amongst everybody?
No, we'll
just leave.
Joe, we warm up the car.
Remember it was like 5 degrees too? It was like the coldest it's ever been.
And it was like 2 hours away.
Yes, God, it was bad. Mm. Never again.
Hold on a second. He says, Joe says intimate. How do you say it? Robbie?
The word is intimate.
Intimate.
Intimate. It's not intimate.
Intimens.
It's intimate.
M-A-T-E at the end. Intimate.
Intimate Colby.
I never knew that.
Really?
Intimate. Never knew it. Intimate.
You know what I was wrong on Breaking Bad?
Huh.
For some reason, I always thought Skyler and Hank were the siblings. Why would I think that?
Say that again now.
Skyler, Walt's wife.
Right? Oh, it's intimate.
I thought it was her sibling was Hank.
Oh, it's the
sister-in-law.
Yeah, right.
But it's her sibling is the sister.
Yeah.
Brother.
That's established in the first season.
Dude, I look.
Yeah, I should have known, yeah.
I've never been so furious than when I clicked on fucking clickbait today.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And it said the best shows by state.
You mean that they shot in the state or about the state?
It's set in the state.
Okay.
I'm trying to even remember what... Oh, you know what Maryland was Hannibal.
What? It's The Wire.
No, it's Hannibal. Hold on.
Jesus.
So,
oh, come on.
The Wire, New York, was some show I never fucking heard of. Seinfeld is set in New York. Okay? Hold on. This was the best one.
Yeah?
New Mexico...
Oh, my God.
...was Better Call Saul.
Okay, but that's...
And New Hampshire... was Breaking Bad.
Because the two episodes
the were... episodes where he was in, you know, was in hiding or whatever, was in New Hampshire, and they had that in there. And as soon as I actually kept looking because I wanted to see what Maryland was.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm like, well, let me just make sure that they have Seinfeld in New York. And they did. And I'm like, fuck this. I didn't go through the rest of the states.
Well, let's do this. What's, where was...
All 50?
Well, Simpsons is in Indiana, right?
Or- no, actually, they call it Springfield because there's a Springfield in every state in the Union. It's not really in a state.
Yeah, on the most recent episode of The Simpsons, someone asked Homer if he was from Springfield, Oregon. And he said, actually, I don't know.
Well, Ohio has the Drew Carey Show and WKRP, right? Is that?
Yeah, and WKRP, I think, is a more iconic show than Drew Carey, right?
I don't know.
And I'm thinking, like, Rhode Island would be Family Guy. Okay. Alaska was Northern Exposure. Where's Twin Peaks, Robbie? Is that?
It's Washington State.
Okay.
Is it Washington State? Okay.
What about California? The big ones.
Well, that's, I mean, California, you'd probably just go to the best shows in history and find out which one. Like, where's the Mary Tyler Moore Show set, Robbie?
The Twin Cities.
Okay, so that would probably be.
Well, what about Texas? Dallas? I don't know.
What about I Love Lucy? Where's that set?
That's in New York.
It is in New York?
Yeah.
Dallas? Where's that set?
Well, The Big Bang Theory is in California. You know what's a show that I watched?
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory is not
a show that I watched the pilot of and said, God, this is fucking horrible. And I believe it's like on its 10th season is NCIS Los Angeles. That's a show I would have said that's never going to make it.
Hey,
Judge Judy's in California.
Oh, fuck yeah. Hey, I'll go with that. There was an NCIS that was on there. It was NCIS New Orleans for Louisiana was on there. I guess that has a... What's the guy from Quantum Leap, Robbie? He's in it, right?
I thought it was Captain... The guy from Forrest Gump was on that one.
Lieutenant Dan?
Oh, I'm sorry. Leap. You're right. It was that guy from Quantum Leap. It's I can't think of his name. He was also on a Star Trek spin-off. Yeah, Scott Bakula.
Well, California has Beverly Hillbillies, Billy's, Melrose Place, Charlie's Angels, Laverne and Shirley.
None of those are
Sanford
the best.
And Son, Columbo. The Partridge Family.
Laverne and Shirley was in Milwaukee, and then they moved to Los Angeles in the last season.
Yes.
The O.C.
Along with the Big Ragu.
The Big Ragu.
You know who the Big Ragu is?
No. Californication.
So, the Big Ragu, geez, I don't even remember his name.
Carmine Ragusa.
That's it. Carmine Ragusa was his name, and he lived in the same apartment building. He ended up being Shirley's boyfriend, and he was supposed to be like kind of like a badass, but he could also sing and dance. So every once in a while.
So he's like Tommy Simbazo.
They would have him, sing and dance. You know, Shirley Feeney, she was married to somebody. What's her name, Robbie? In real life, Shirley Feeney.
Cindy Williams.
Yeah, Cindy Williams. She was married to somebody pretty famous. Let me see what I got. Bill Hudson. Oh, I know who it is. It's Kate Hudson's
Kate
dad.
Kate Hudson's father?
Yes, yeah. Kate Hudson's father was also married to Cindy Williams, who played Shirley Feeney. And the last time I was in Vegas, she's doing some show in Vegas. I don't know how old fucking Shirley Feeney is, but I doubt I want to go see her in Vegas. You want to know how old she is? She's born in 1947. How old does that make her?
72.
She's 72 years old.
Show set in Illinois, Chicago. You have that whole Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med. Shameless.
Well, that's not better than the Mary Tyler Moore
the
Show.
Good Wife. Is that in Chicago?
I mean, Illinois? that's an easy one, right? Wouldn't you say? Chicago, Mary Tyler Moore Show?
It just doesn't list it.
Mary Tyler Moore was the
Minneapolis. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Okay. Gotcha.
Mike and
sorry.
Molly. ER. That's in Chicago. That's got to be.
Chicago Hope.
Yeah. The Bob Newhart Show.
That's in, where's that?
Chicago.
Oh, the Bob Newhart Show was fucking excellent. Yeah.
And Newhart, where was Newhart?
That was in Vermont, right,
Vermont.
Robbie?
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be the answer for Vermont. I didn't get that far. Once I was disgusted when
shows
The Wire wasn't number one in Maryland.
In Massachusetts. Wings.
Wings is a good show.
Yeah.
Boston Legal.
Boston Med.
It's got to be more than that.
I never heard of some of these. Park Street Under, Friends and Lovers, Wicked Tuna.
Oh, Wicked Tuna. That's a reality show.
Salem. The Vineyard Snip. Yeah, not very good. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back. You know, Joe, you and I, we love football. You work in a football capacity.
I work for an NFL. I actually work for a radio station, but
yeah, it's close enough. Right. The Ravens. But look, at the end of a hard week, you sit down, it's Sunday, you relax, and you watch some football. And now you can do more than just watch. I mean, we used to go to Vegas, and the main reason to go to Vegas was not to play craps or blackjack. We wanted to gamble on sporting events.
I've been there three times purposely at the first week of Midnight Madness so you can bet on as many games
March
as you
possibly. March Madness.
What'd I say?
Midnight Madness.
That too.
That's when they tip
I know what you're
season.
Saying. You know yes. what I meant.
I
right.
know what
March
you meant.
Madness, right.
And we did that for your bachelor party at Atlantic City in March. Well, now you don't have to do that. You don't have to leave your house. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the game even more exciting than to bet on them, Joe Robinson.
That's right. Do the smart thing and go to MyBookie. It's with an I-E, MyBookie.ag. Nobody gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie has the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. That's one thing I remember back when online poker used to be legal.
Right.
The payout was what was, when am I going to get
right.
my money? Because they hold on to it. These guys, fastest payouts.
Yeah, they're the best in the business. Again, it's just as important whether you're going to get paid as what you're betting on. And mybookie.ag is the best. It's where I play. It's where Joe plays.
Do you ever bet the parlays?
I love the parlay because a parlay is a way to bet a little and win a lot. You can bet like 3-4 games, you win them all, you get more than 4 times your money.
Yeah, if you feel confident, you play in another pool locally where you have to pick X number of teams or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, how many times have you picked them all correct?
Not so far. No, one guy's picked 4 out of 4 2 weeks in a row, and we're mad at that guy. But if you did a parlay with mybookie.ag, he would be crushing it. We have a promo code, very important promo code, Robbie. R-O-B-B-Y.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. That's promo code Robbie with a Y, as in you play, you win, you get paid. You know, you want to bet on sports, but you don't want to go to some shady guy or you don't want to go to some casino. Sit right there in your living room, mybookie.ag, completely legit. You go on, you type in the promo code R-O-B-B-Y. They will double your first deposit. Visit mybookie.ag today.
And if you're going to bet, use this. You're helping out
yes.
the Rob and Joe Show. And if you use the promo code R-O-B-B-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Not, do you know anybody else who spells their name with a Y other than Robbie?
Nope, just Robbie. R-Robbie.
All right. Use that promo code. That attaches back to this show. And if you want to help support us, if you're not a patron, you should definitely be using mybookie.ag. And if you're going to gamble at all, why would you use another site instead of the one that's helping us?
You'd be stupid. It's also the best site. It's win-win. Don't pick the Redskins.
Joe, shut up!
Who's that, Katie?
Who else? Who do you think?
Jeez. Remember that. That sounded real. I've heard that before. It's
how often
bad.
Does she say that to you? Was that her go-to, shut up? Or is
no,
it,
she doesn't
just
usually.
Sigh?
She doesn't get. I did annoy her today. I do this thing where I almost buy her something and then I tell her about it, which is always a mistake.
Right.
But here's what happened today. Okay. Today, the mums that are on our, the stairs going up to our front door, the mums, they're dead.
Yes.
They're still out there though, right?
Oh, yeah. They're still there.
They're still there. They're dead. So when she sent me a grocery list, I had off today, Veterans Day. Shout out Gramps. And when I went into to go into the grocery store, they were selling mums. So I was like,
yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. And I also did something good. So I parked my car and there was a lady who was putting her groceries in her car. And I went over and I go, hey, I'll take your cart after, so you don't have to take it back. She had a little kid with
yeah.
her. Took the cart, went up there, saw the mums. So now I'm all
you
doing
just
good everywhere, wherever I go.
And
right.
jumping. You're...
I put the mums in my basket, and I go to go in the grocery store, and I go in, there's TVs there, there's fucking, electronics. I'm in BJ's. They went in the wrong store, right? It's not a grocery store. I'm not a member.
You're not a member of BJ's.
I'm not allowed to go in there.
No.
So I put the mums back, and I left the cart there. And even, hey, by the way, now I'm a dick, because I put the mums back, and I left the cart there, and this old lady goes by and goes, ugh. Like, this dick's just like, she's shitting on me. And so then I get in my car and I go over to Wise, which is the grocery store right next to it, and they don't have any mums. They only have
Of course not.
They have little Christmas trees, which I didn't buy.
And then you were done. You're done mum shopping.
I just bought the exact groceries that she indicated that I
needed. But did you tell her that you almost bought the mum?
Then I told her that story.
So you shouldn't have told her.
Which I've done that before, where I've almost bought her something, and I've told her about it. As a matter of fact, I said that I was in Colombia when I lived there. And there's always these people, these guys on the side of the road, they sell roses.
Yeah.
They're either 10 or 20 bucks. I don't remember. And I drove by. I'm like, oh, shit, I should have bought roses. But then I was past it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To turn around and then you have to turn around again.
That's a lot to
ask. It's too much. I don't remember if I had cash or whatever. So then I made the mistake. I told her about that. Mm-hmm. She's like, don't tell me when you almost did something nice for me.
You know what got in my head during the Utah shows? It's a real pretty little street that it's on, you know, in lights and trees in the mountains. So I'm just kind of walking around drinking coffee beforehand.
Right.
And this woman comes up to me. She goes, oh, do you have any money? And like, normally, like, I don't have cash, or if I do have cash, it's just big bills. So like, I don't want to have to make change.
You don't want to have to give them.
Right. And money. I don't want to give, but I had literally just bought coffee.
So you had
change. I had like two or three ones right there at the ready. And I said, no. And then I was like, is that bad karma for my shows? Now I'm literally thinking about that. Like, what should I have given her money? Because it was the easiest give money situation that you could ever have.
Well, I'm not I don't believe in karma, and I don't know how this is going to come across, but I always try to make sure that I give money to those people. Matter of fact, again, I'm now getting my gift here by telling this.
Yes.
I'm going to tell it anyway, because normally I try to do it in private, so that's your reward is the gift. But in over here at the Walmart, which is across the street from, if you go across Ritchie Highway from where my house is, and there's always people out there that they're just sitting there. They have nothing to, they don't have anything to eat or whatever. They're asking for money. And on two occasions, I said, come in, I'll just buy you something to eat.
Right.
I might have told the story before, because one guy bought all pies.
So you're really going, I mean, that's real. You're not just here as $5.
Right.
You're actually making an effort.
I say, come on in, and I want another person I bought Subway for. I got him a sandwich, and I got him a drink.
Nice.
And I think the person that got the pies, he goes, I didn't want to spend a lot of money. I go, all right, well, get something to drink. And individual pie was like $1. He bought like six pies. It cost me like $6 plus the drink. It was $8. So, but there was another lady when I was going out the other day, and she had a sign with her saying, hey, I'm trying to get my daughter back and I'm deaf. Can you give me some money to help with that?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's an elaborate story, but I happen to have cash. I gave it to her, right? Well, maybe a week later, I do this thing where I have the app for Dunkin' Donuts, and after you accumulate so many points, you get a free drink.
Yeah.
Well, they give you the receipt of your previous drink, and there's a little barcode on it for the free drink. So every single time I get that, I just give it to somebody who's coming into the store. Like, hey, would you like a coffee?
Look here at you go. This, Joe, the philanthropist.
So, well, it's nothing. It's free. Anyway, well, this last time I saw a lady with her head down, and I had the thing. I had the receipt that had the free coffee. So I went over, and I said, hey, there's a free coffee on here. And she picked her head up. It was the same lady. It was the lady with the trying
she
to
She heard
it.
You?
I guess, yeah, good point. I don't know. I don't remember if she probably felt my presence or whatever, because she had her head down. So the same lady who was asking for money so she could get her daughter back is probably 6 in the morning is sitting in a Dunkin' Donuts. Now, here's the irony is that she didn't use it.
She tried to sell it?
I don't know what happened with it, because when
you could tell when it's used?
Yeah, because your app still has the free beverage on there. If somebody uses it, it's taken off. And the next time I went, it was still on there. So I'm wondering if she went up there with it and they go, that's not yours. And they didn't give it. I mean, who knows? I don't know what happened.
If you use the app, does that cancel that out?
Yes. If I were to have used the app. Yeah. I mean,
so she might try to use it and it's nothing. And she's going to think that guy was a dick.
That didn't even occur to me. Right. But yeah, you're right.
So your go-to is to give money. That's your standard go-to.
If I by the way, I rarely have money.
Right.
So no, it's not. My go-to is to, well, there's another thing with the squeegee kids.
Yeah, it's another whole
I try to have situation. Dollars because I don't want to get squeegee.
Exactly.
But that's more self-preservation.
Right.
Like, as soon as I come up, I go, hey, I'll give you money, but don't throw your shit water on my windshield or whatever from the stolen.
You're paying them not to work.
Right, right. And here you go. Right. And a lot of times when I don't have money, I look around like, is there anything in here you want? And it's terrifying because they go, can I have that water bottle? It's like a half-drank water bottle. And that means they're probably filling it back up and selling it as water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you see people out there selling water. Yeah. Well, now I
maybe they're using it for the squeegee.
And it doesn't even occur. I assume they use Windex or at least make it blue a little bit. You know, give
maybe
it
they
the
have a mix.
It'll illusion be, that you're, you know.
It would be cheaper to buy like a mix than make your own with water, right? I mean, than just buying Windex. They're really being entrepreneurs.
I guess. My thing is this. If you want to have the wherewithal and initiative to stand outside and walk up to every car for a dollar, if you can do that, then I have no problem. That's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't shake me down. And I've been shaken down couple times. That's the thing I don't. One time I go, don't do it. And they throw it right on the windshield, right? And then one time I was in with Katie and they go, and he goes, you don't disrespect me, I won't disrespect you. And I'm like, well, you just fucking disrespected me by just throwing the shit on my windshield.
Katie's like, yeah, bitch. And you're like,
but that's
up.
The thing. It's like, I'm like, what are the, there's no win here. I can't get out of the car. I'll get killed.
If you're not from the area, this happens, probably other cities as well, but in Baltimore, this is an ongoing situation they're trying to rectify. The rules and, you know, they're not, obviously not going to throw a kid in jail or whatever, but they're trying to figure out how to temperate.
Like, here's $10, go home.
What do you think is the most a kid's ever made in one day doing that?
I mean, I can imagine somebody with a kind heart or whatever maybe gave somebody $20. I mean, maybe they make $100. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my thing is that's hard work.
No, it is.
So if you're willing to do that, you're willing to go to McDonald's, but they probably make more than $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Because I give them money so they will leave me alone if I have it.
Do you think there's like a guy that they know is like the best? He's like the squeegee king.
He's doing tricks like spinning the signs and shit. Yeah, there probably is.
He's got jokes. He's got material. Have you noticed the trend of the flight attendants doing shtick on
planes
now? Yes,
I hate it.
I had, this was probably one of the better ones. Still wasn't good. But we land in Baltimore, Southwest, and she goes, hey, this your London flight crew welcomes you to Charles de Gaulle Airport. Like, we're in fucking London or something.
Right, right.
Okay, we know we're not. Whatever. And
you think he's going to be panicked?
Yeah.
Okay.
No!
Those kids next to you that didn't download the app.
Exactly. And then she goes, have you enjoyed your experience? Tweet about it or whatever, yada, yada. And, hey, if you didn't enjoy your experience, write a harshly worded letter to American Airlines.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah. All right.
Then, this is the one she actually got me.
She got you laughed.
Because it was a rug pull, and I thought it was over. Everybody fell for it. She does her whole spiel. Thank you, yada, yada, yada. Waits about 30 seconds. Oh, I forgot. We have an 82-year-old on his very first flight. Give him a round of applause. We all clap. She goes, the pilot appreciates it. But I'm fine.
Yeah.
All right. Not bad, lady. Not bad.
Nice.
So I booked her for the murder mystery.
We need women.
Exactly.
So, real quick, one more thing.
Yes.
And then we'll get out of here.
Anybody chat shitting on or
I don't even. I have Cindy Williams Wikipedia
saying
up right
whether
now.
They tip or not, whether you're a good person or
I don't
shitting
know.
On
Let's
you.
See. Charles de Gaulle Airport is in Paris. You idiot.
Well, it's her shtick.
It just said Rob. It didn't say you idiot. I added that.
Matt Colby said something important. He said, when you're in Baltimore, you just need to drop Dad's name and you'll be good.
Yes. Chance Robinson. I did that to Eric Woodworth. We read the team names, the teams that get it right.
Yeah, at the murder mystery.
And I read one of the names, but I called Eric a fat ass, which wasn't on there. It wasn't on the name, and we kept it. And then both Katie and Tommy called me out on stage. It doesn't say that on here.
That's
but speaking
funny.
Of Eric Woodworth, I do a, I don't know if you call it a segment, but I listen to their podcast, Shout Out Quality Time, which I really like it. They break down usually like a B movie or a horror movie.
Yeah, like a Roadhouse kind of a movie.
Yeah, and I really
cult
enjoy
classic.
I really enjoy it. But I always type the corrections that things they got wrong, and I send it to him. And Eric,
like Charles de Gaulle Airport.
And Eric always says dilapidated instead of dilapidated, right? He says dilapidated. So I send him a correction saying, no, It's dilapidated, not dilapidated. When he reads my correction, he reads it the other way around. And it makes me fucking crazy. He's like,
on
yeah.
On purpose?
Joe said, it's dilapidated, not dilapidated. I'm like, no, because then people. Okay, so the guy that was on the show is a friend of ours, Sean Jokes, right?
Yes.
And he goes, as soon as I said it, as soon as Eric said the correction, he goes, but then they went on.
Right.
And then he said it again later, and it makes me fucking crazy. Like, you're making me look like, and by the way, they record like 3 weeks in advance. So everybody who's hearing that is going, well, that's not right.
Yeah.
Joe's an idiot. Meanwhile, Eric's the idiot. Two times in a row, he's made the same fucking mistake.
Are you sure he's not messing with you?
No, I don't think that he is. But maybe.
Because it's funnier. Now that's going to be his thing. He's going to give you the corrections wrong.
Yes, that's right. You said Bruce Jenner won a gold medal. No, he didn't. Anyway.
He won a silver.
But.
It's on the cover of Cornflakes, not Wheaties.
I just lost my train of thought. You just said something that.
Eric is messing with you. He's trolling.
From
you.
Now on, Joe, you should go on and read your own corrections.
Or just, well. He's not going to go. He's going to go over there. He's going to drive an hour.
It takes an hour to get there. I'm definitely not going
to
drive.
Just record it there at the studio and then send it to him.
Oh, yeah. Here's the other thing he does, which makes me crazy, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's say they do a movie. Let's say it's The Evil Dead 2, okay? Yeah. Well, they do it in two. They do an hour and then another hour.
It's two episodes.
But they don't record it a week apart. They record it the same day,
right.
And then they just play it. It's two separate weeks. They get every other week off that way, right? That's how they do it. But then they shit on me for not having any corrections. Meanwhile, they've read all my corrections in the previous episode,
yeah.
And then they record the same day and then say, Joe didn't have any corrections. And now they have a song about when I don't have corrections.
You're an integral part of the show.
I'm the most important
integral.
Part of the show. I'm the most important part.
You are.
It's intimate.
All right, I guess we're out of here. Hey, also comedy show, Ramshead on stage in Annapolis with Danny Ruye headlining. Check it out, Die Laughing Productions stand-up comedy night. It's Thanksgiving Eve.
I forgot all about that. Hell yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Go kill it, boys.
Yep. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, chat. Ladies and gentlemen, TMOS, have a wonderful time in Vegas. Later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.